Blackout, written and read by John J. Nance. November, Day 1, Hong Kong, China, 7:12 p.m. FBI Special Agent Catherine Bronski yelped as she fell backwards across the far edge of the king-size bed and rolled out of sight behind it, landing on her hip with an unceremonious thud. Wonderful, she thought, another bruise the size of Cleveland. Cat? Cat? The male voice, coming from the speaker of her notebook computer, wafted over the bed and competed with the vibrant roar of downtown Hong Kong's living wave of sound cascading through the partially open balcony doors. Assistant Deputy Director Jake Rhodes' puzzled expression was clearly visible on her computer screen as he made a futile effort to see her from his end in Washington. There was a tiny camera built into the lid of her laptop computer, but she draped a pair of panties over it while dressing. The new secure video capability was fun, but there were limits to what she wanted Washington to see. "I guess in the interest of full disclosure, I should admit that the thud you heard was me hitting the floor." "I tripped," she explained in a loud voice. "Sorry to interrupt what you were saying, Jake. You were in the process of warning me not to embarrass the Bureau, but you hadn't said why." He ignored the reference. "Look, let's get back to the Cuban crash, Cat, okay?" "I thought that MD-11 was an American airliner, Jake," she said. There was a mumbled reply from the beltway, and she glanced back at the screen to see if the signal was breaking up. "I'm sorry, Jake. Say again, please." "I said I probably ought to give you a synopsis of the situation. You already know the basic fact situation, right?" "I believe so, Jake," she said. "An American MD-11 crashed with no survivors a mile inside Cuban waters for unknown reasons, killing 326. The president orders a naval blockade of the recovery area, which triggers a hysterical reaction from Castro, which in turn triggers hysterical speculation that Cuba somehow shot it down for penetrating Cuban airspace."